an amazing day for the Americans in Vancouver. They might be calling it the glitch games, but it's not a brutal day for any of the efforts of the ski team or any of the guys who were doing their job snowboarding or speed skating. It has to do with the mechanical problems and the things that have happened to the poor people putting on the games in Vancouver. Hey, everybody. What a way to start. This is America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney, and we got an interesting ride during this hour here on America Tonight. Forever and ever, I've been screaming about, wouldn't it be great to see a third party, an honest-to-goodness true third party. You can feel constantly the frustrations bubbling up across the land. I hear it on America Tonight, but I've said this before. You know this in your own lives. How many people are talking about politics and what's wrong with their current situation and what's wrong with the U.S. right now and how come this isn't happening and what happened to this and you got to be kidding me with healthcare reform or whatever it is. I've never heard so many people talk politics, and I'll tell you what, it brings a smile to my face because that means people are starting to wake up. They're starting to pay attention. This is your country. We live in the best country on the face of the earth, no matter what. We want to keep it that way. So wouldn't it be great if we did have other options and the third party actually brushed across the lips of Evan Bayh? He is now the current senator in Indiana who shocked the Democrats by saying he was going to seek a third term because he was 20 points ahead in the polls. There was no doubt he would most likely win. He would be one of the Democrats that would have won his reelection bid. He's pretty popular, and he's a centrist Democrat. So that is a blow to the majority on the Hill for the Democrats. But what Senator Bayh, rather, is saying after he announced that he would retire from the U.S. Senate seat at the end of the term, he's looking into the 2012 situation. A lot of people predicted that this could happen with him, that it might be the presidency that he's seeking. So he did an interview with PBS's Charlie Rose, and I happened to see a little bit of that, and he was emphasizing, you know, his support in a way for Obama, but said that all this chaos within the Republican and the Democratic parties has created a wide girth for a third-party contender. And I love what he said. He called it a Ross Perot moment. And amen, because I hear exactly what he's saying. If you think back to Ross Perot, unfortunately, it was not polished, and there were some things definitely a little off with Perot's message, but a lot of what he said, especially when it came to the financial sector, he was dead on right. If you go back and you re-rack the tapes, you'll see that, I mean, no kidding, a lot of what Perot said has happened in the U.S. since. But it's not about that, and that's not what Bayh was referring to. He was saying that it was the economic conditions of the early 90s that created that. And he's right. The economy was struggling. And there was a sense, and a real sense, that Washington was flat out just broke. That we need gate crashers. We need someone new. We need something different outside the system. So maybe there is a spot for a third party contender. Now, Bayh hasn't said what he's going to do after he retires from the Senate. His entire life, for the most part, has been in politics, and he's always been successful. He has never lost a race, including all the two back-to-back senatorial races that he ran, but before that, previous to that, the governor, etc., and in local politics. Maybe he's angling, and that was just a little bit of a drop of a hint there, that he may be the third-party guy, or he might put his hat in the ring anyway. And that's why I think he was throwing that out there. But regardless, I'm telling you, I really have my fingers crossed big time on this, because this is what I have hoped for all along in the entire time that I've been doing America Tonight, and we've talked about it and have seen the swings, the wild swings that we've gone through, particularly in the last year and a half. So now on the heels of Bayh saying that, and I mean, that's a great question. Do you think in our lifetimes that we will see a new part, a really, truly a valid third party emerge, or at least a few candidates that can wrap their arms around a so-called third party and get elected. Do you think we'll see that? 800-259-5791. You can always throw in your two, as I like to say. In the meantime, in talking about health care reform, which is one of the major frustrations for Americans, no matter what label you want to go under, there's been a push now again for the public option. Three more senators are pushing to move health care reform with a simple majority and saying, forget it. We can prevail. We have the strength. Let's just go ahead with this and cut the nonsense and forget about the whole bipartisanship thing, which is interesting because February 25th will be on C-SPAN, the big Transparency Day bipartisan meeting that will have a lot to do with health care reform, which is why I think the nuclear thing the other day, that was part of the plan, Obama announcing that in Georgia and really infuriating a lot of environmentalists who are dead set against nuclear power. That's why we haven't seen a plant go up in 3 decades, but now we've got $8 billion plus headed the way of two reactors that are going to be built and ready to be online, the first one 2015 and the second one 2016. So now you've got a senator from Minnesota. You have a senator from Maryland, Ben Cardin, who two of them, and Dianne Feinstein, who are signing on to really push the public option down the aisle. They're saying, let's use reconciliation to pass health care reform, and let's put that public option in. Let's make sure that it's part of that measure. Even though we like the idea of the bipartisanship agreement, we have to reduce health care costs. I'm summarizing basically some of the stuff that we heard. We have to reduce health care costs for the people of the country. So that's what we're seeing, now there's this backlash of there wasn't a public option, now we're putting it back in, let's go for reconciliation. Many of you have called this show and said that's exactly what's going to happen, Kate. We're going to see reconciliation. That's what's going to happen because it just has to pass. So this way they don't have to have the majority, and if they can just get enough, they can skirt around it. And there were other senators that have signed the letter that Feinstein apparently put together. And part of this is because of what's gone on with Blue Cross, and Blue Cross is talking about raising premiums on its customers, wow, by as much as 39%. So for Feinstein, she said it was a layup. Once she heard that was happening, there was no way she could sit in the cheap seats anymore when it came to the public option. Ooh. So do you think we're going to see that reconciliation? I don't know, maybe. I didn't think we were, but if they have enough juice and they can get it done and they push the public option through, February 25th gets even more interesting. 800-259-5791. Fill in the blank spots. We're going to do it next on ATN.
So you've been on endless blind dates, or you're suddenly single again, or your relationship feels like a minefield. I'm Gloria McDonald, host of Secrets of Dating and Relationship Success on WebTalkRadio.net, and I've helped hundreds of people find and grow successful, loving relationships, and I can help you. Secrets of Dating and Relationship Success on WebTalkRadio.net will get you from slump to relationship success.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Too many bills, isn't that the truth? Enough already, that's what all of us are saying across the U.S. At least the middle class. I mean, if you have a lot of do-re-mi, maybe you're skimping on a couple extra days at the country club. I mean, let's be honest about it. But if you're somewhere in that middle class, you feel a lot differently. Although, what is the middle class? That would be interesting to find out what the definition is of the middle class. According to the current administration, $250,000. Yeah, remember that whole tax thing? So as long as you're underneath that $250, but if you're over that, then you go up just even a little bit more, a little bigger notch. The thing is, it's like I say all the time, people don't realize when somebody says you take like $80,000 and then let's say it's a family of three, that's not a true 80 as we know. That's not the net. By the time you take the taxes out, it's a heck of a lot less. And if you're talking about property taxes and maybe even school tuition, throw in a car payment, throw in health insurance and everything else, you are bleeding. Maybe breaking even, doing okay. You can spend a little bit of coin. You're not making big money. So what is the definition? I think it is time for that third party and maybe Senator Bayh is right in his conversation with Charlie Rose. Certainly it seems like it. The same thing happened as he's right in the early 90s. Could be ripe for that same situation, or he could be throwing that out there too, that he may be that setup guy since he's a centrist Democrat. He absolutely could go the route of an independent. I think people are beyond frustrated, and I don't even... At this point, if I were to try to predict whether or not, and we said that poll the other day showed that a lot of people said they wouldn't vote for Barack Obama again, but it comes down to the economy. So if I'm looking at the whole reelection thing, if we even look at Congress, a CNN poll recently released about unregistered voters, do most members of Congress deserve to be reelected? 34% said yes. I know you're not surprised by that because this audience feels the same way, probably higher. 63% no. Choice for Congress, 47% GOP, 45% rather, Democrats. Woo! The tide is turning rapidly. So bring on that third party. I mentioned this already, a big day for the American Olympic athletes. Shawnee Davis winning speed skating gold. Just great stuff watching him again to dominate and get another medal. Shaun White, talk about dominate. He was incredible with his double McTwist, and he didn't even have to do it. It was on an extra run that he did. They were doing two runs. He already had won the gold medal, and he didn't do that for the gold medal, so he went ahead and did the move, and it was pure brilliance, and I know hardly anything about snowboarding. And then Lindsey Vonn, to get the medal that she did on the downhill. She had that right shin problem, and she wins the Olympic gold. She was overcome with emotion once she had come down to the bottom of that hill. And you think of everything that goes into being an athlete of that caliber with this swollen right shin, painful. I mean, it was even tough for her to walk, so I'm stunned that she was able to do that. And there she is, flying with a reckless abandon, almost 65 miles an hour down a very icy, bumpy mountain. But she was able to do it, conquer Whistler, and end up with the gold. And it was a childhood dream, like she said. And I mean, I applaud her for her incredible efforts. All right, let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you?
How about those Americans, baby? 14 medals?
We won one today, silver.
Mm-hmm.
In short track speed skate, I know.
I saw.
Yeah, later on, they're going to have like that tandem short track speed skating coming up.
Uh-huh.
And when it first started in the Olympics in 1992, one broadcaster here called it a mixture between a leisurely skate at your local rink and roller derby.
And roller derby, yeah. There you go. That's probably pretty accurate, yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna find this kind of like weird, strange. Julie was at my house tonight. We're talking about a couple of things. We're thinking about maybe going down to Plattsburgh, this weekend for the day type thing.
Uh-huh.
I get a phone call. It's an ex-girlfriend of mine. And she wants to know if she could have, I'm not going to mention how much money. I said, why? For Coke. I said, excuse me, just go to your local convenience store and pay a buck. She goes, no, the other Coke. I went, excuse me?
Was she a person that was into drugs when you were dating her before?
No. Well, okay, we went out for about 4 months, and she hit it. Obviously, she hit it pretty well. Because I said, how long have you been doing this? She goes, oh, a little while. I said, when we were going out, and this was like, 5-6 years ago, she goes, well, then it was just recreational. I go, yeah, right. Do me a favor. Get your you-know-what together, then call me. But I hung up, and Julie said, I like the way you handled it, because if you would have given her the money, we would have been history.
Well, yeah, especially her calling then and then the flat out telling you what you wanted it for, which is surprising.
Yeah.
And trying to hoodwink you into giving her the money.
And then she said, but I'll get, certain things I'm not going to say because I don't want to hear from the FCC.
Right.
And by the way, let's talk about something a little more exciting. Your men's hockey team is playing Norway tomorrow. We're playing Switzerland.
Yeah.
Okay, we beat Norway 8-0. You guys should beat them, but I don't know if it'll be 8-0 or not. Like Switzerland, you only beat Switzerland 3-1, so I am a little nervous. If you know what I mean.
You're a little nervous for you playing Switzerland?
Yeah, because the Swiss Elite League. I don't know if you follow European hockey. It's a very good league.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got some expatriate Canadians playing on the Swiss national team as well. So I'm just worried that some of the players might take this game, not too likely.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. If in their heads when they go through the seeding, the Swedish are tough, the Russians are incredible, and you look at the stiffer competition, if there is a letdown although if they watch The Americans, maybe there's, hopefully there wouldn't be. They just take them one at a time.
Right.
But if there is a letdown, that won't be good for the Canadians.
Right.
They should be able to roll over the Swiss.
Yeah, and just before I called you, I was watching the Czechs versus the Slovaks. They still don't like each other.
No.
No. So it was more, you know, after every play, there was a little shoving and whatever, and whoever the referees are, they were very busy. You know, I think they were probably told, I don't care how much of a tap it is, call it, because yeah, you know about the political history. So
sure.
And Stephen Harper is talking to, let's just get on to our politics, if you don't mind for a moment. He's talking to some of the leaders of the other parties about what they think they should be put in the budget. Because obviously if he's got a minority government, if certain parties want this, if they don't get it, they might vote against it, bring down the government, another election. Which, guess what? I don't want it.
You know? Well, how many times can the Canadians, there's got to be a joke in there, how many times can Canadians vote in 1 year?
The last time we had one was, we had it October of 08. Before that, September of 05. Who remembers? I mean, bring back the days of Trudeau, you know?
Canadians are unhappy, too. You want to go back in history. We're trying to come up with this third party, anything to boot out the people we have in Congress.
Yeah, well, now
I love it.
Now Trudeau's son's a sitting member of Parliament.
It's so, popular, so, unpopular, or what?
He is, well, because he's young.
Yeah.
Popular, and like his father, charismatic, and as one of the girls in my office said, very, 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 very good looking.
On that note, Sam, we're going to let you fly. Go Canada and go Team USA hockey-wise. I'd love to see those two square off and have it be for the for all the marbles. I have watched a little bit of the hockey. I watched the Swedes today. I still think the Russians are probably the toughest. We'll take some more on the flip side right away when we get back. 800-259-5791. What else? It's a plethora of things that we're talking about here on the show. We're going to bring up Tiger Woods, too, because finally he's going to talk, but he's not going to take any questions. That happens on Friday, and they've already said it's only going to be 5 minutes, so he must be rehearsing right now. Wonder if he's using a teleprompter.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Get $1,000 in free groceries for only $4.90. It's true. The National Grocery Relief Program is now available to you. Consumer Advocate Response, in cooperation with the National Grocery Relief Program, is conducting surveys in your area for a limited time. Simply call their toll-free number to get your free $1,000 National Grocery Relief Program sent out to you today. This limited-time offer is completely confidential, and there's no restriction on what groceries you can get. That means with your $1,000, you can buy any of your favorite products in the grocery store. Call now and get your $1,000 worth of groceries free. Participation is limited, so call now. 1-800-554-9306. That's 1-800-554-9306. It's easy and completely confidential. Claim your relief package today. 1-800-554-9306.
Some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, to drink my wine. Come and take my earth.
All right, so what do we have happening in the Capitol? We have Dianne Feinstein and a couple of others chiming in saying, okay, if we do this public option thing, I'm on board. Let's go. Let's roll. Let's get health care, and we can do it without the majority. We can do it. No problem. And then you have Evan Bayh, the senator from Indiana, who's been elected twice and was surely on the road to being reelected a third time, bowing out, infuriating a lot of Democrats, and then appearing on TV saying, ooh, it looks like we could maybe perhaps have a third party. What's happening now in the country means the time might be ripe for that, looking at the economic situation. I think he was dropping a little bit of a hint there. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky. My man, Stu, how are you?
Hey, Kate. I'm a little ticked off, but first of all, with Evan Bayh, you know, Evan Bayh is kind of a centrist. He was governor of Indiana twice. His dad was the first Democrat to ever be governor in Indiana two terms. He did a lot of good things for Indiana. He was kind of a conservative Democrat when he was in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't too bad. But now I call for a reason. You know, I never call any other radio show except yours, just Kate's got the best talk show there is. But I thought you had a talent to get on a talk show. Who the hell gave Rosie O'Donnell a talk show, radio show?
I don't know.
And who told Janine Garofalo that she had any political brains at all to get on there and bash somebody like she did Elizabeth Hasselbeck and Rush? And, you know, it really just ticks me off, because when you got some 400-pound bull elephant like Rosie O'Donnell, and I never really talk mean about anybody. I call Brock a jackass every now and then, but that's his party's mascot. But you got some 400-pound cow like Rosie O'Donnell on there, bashing people, saying that a Christian is an extreme Christian is about as an extreme Muslim. and to bash people the way they do and say the meanest and most hurtful things, which, you know, usually I sit back and I say, ah, whatever they say. But when they talk about conservatives and Republicans, they're talking about me and how I raised my family and saying that we're ignorant, we're stupid, we're one-sided,
mm-hmm.
and then we believe in a mean God.
Mm-hmm.
Who gave her a tea after the radio show? She's been thrown off everything else she had.
I
that's stupid. I sure know what by now.
Controversy sells. You must have caught her on, like, doesn't she do XM or something?
Serious, yeah.
Yeah, serious.
And she is, and her and Janine and Garofalo, whoever she is, I don't even know. She must have been like a Saturday Night Live one-timer or something. I don't know who she is. I heard her back at the Tea Party thing, and I really don't care who she is. But, you know, that for them to talk the trash they talk, man, and I swore I'd never call on any other radio show, but you can bet your sweet little tush on this, honey. I will find out the number to Rosie, and I will blast that cow all day tomorrow.
We want to find out. I'm going to be listening. I want to hear what happens.
I'm telling you something. That aggravated me so, you know, because let me tell you something. Most conservatives and most Republicans that I know.
Right.
I don't care what you do in your own private life. That's your business. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you want to have a same-sex partner, that's your business. I have no problem with it. The only problem I have is I'm a Christian. I believe in God. And that is, when you go to get married, God does not recognize same-sex marriages. Not the God I read the Bible that I grew up with and read out of. Other than that, I don't care what you do. I love Ellen DeGeneres. I think Ellen DeGeneres is a great philanthropist. She's a great person. She's done a lot of good with her money.
Sure.
And I think she's a great person, and she keeps her personal life. You know, of course, she's got a good-looking girlfriend, too, wife, whatever she is.
Portia de Rossi.
Yeah. And, you know, but, I mean, she doesn't shove it down your throat constantly, 24/7. And, you know, Rosie would find out if she would learn to put a muzzle on that big mouth of hers and her girlfriend or wife, whatever, could put a leash on her, that dog would not have near the controversy she has.
I think it aggravated me. Here's the thing. You're right. That's part of what happened on that View situation. Because, first of all, the politics that all of a sudden, that was supposed to be a hit and giggle show, and then all of a sudden it turned into politics where they didn't really do too much research on the politics in it, and then she was definitely a basher. And I think what happened is it was like anger unleashed, because if you look at the old Rosie O'Donnell, I don't think that she was that way, Stu, but you're right. And this is what I think, because she talks about the Taliban and having feelings for the Taliban and all this stuff. I think that something, whatever it is, just kicked in on her, and she became just a hellion and was going to be all about anti anything that was right, anti anything that smacked of Christianity, and you can see that in what she talks about on the air and what happened with her. Yeah,
she is. I'm telling you, and she was always mean. You remember Tom Selleck went on her show?
Yeah,
and she attacked him for the NRA.
That's right.
Thank God for Howard Stern. Howard Stern went over to her show, and they threatened to have him arrested. And he tried to get her debated because Kmart was the biggest seller of guns. She was a spokesperson for Kmart.
Yeah,
you know, the lady is so far left liberal, and you know, I was telling a buddy of mine, now we were talking about it, and he said, "Watch Keith Olbermann." He said the guy gets on TV, and every night he is dogging Sarah Palin. They were showing something in South Korea or North Korea. They were doing these puppets, and he called the puppet Sarah Palin, and then he talked about her not pregnant daughter, that her daughter got pregnant, but her daughter, they got knocked up.
Right.
And the guy, you know, and when you look at it, and I'm not saying Democrats in general, because I know a lot of good Democrats, and like I said, Evan Bayh is a center, you know, he's pretty kind of center when it comes to that. And I'm not saying any, and I know there's some right-wing nuts out there, too.
Right.
But at the same time, people on the left, those left, far-left liberals, they are the meanest, most derogatory, degrading people with no morals, no values, and no taste at all. To talk the trash they talk about people. Like, she made a remark about Rush Limbaugh. Look, Rush Limbaugh, no figure. He was an addict. he supposedly got straightened out. But to sit on there and call him a junkie and say that Republicans and conservatives don't think him as a junkie because he got his medication from a doctor, I look at it this way. I know alcoholics. And you know what? Them guys, they work hard every day to stay straight. I'm not going to stand there and keep dogging a guy because he's an alcoholic. I've got an employee that's one of the best employees anybody could ever ask for that's an alcoholic. I mean, he's recovering alcoholic. And I don't sit there and keep calling him alcoholic. You get what I'm saying? I mean, that is just...
Right, but Sue, you know this too. Then people will say, well, but listen to what so-and-so says, or listen to what Hannity says, or listen to what Rush says, or listen to what Bill O'Reilly says.
Hannity goes off, right? You know, O'Reilly, I have to say, is probably the most... You know, he'll get on anybody. And Hannity goes off to the right a lot.
He
but
does.
You know, when it comes down to it, I've never heard Hannity, I've never heard, much out listen to Rush at all, but I've never listened to heard Hannity or O'Reilly get in and dog Obama's personal family, his daughters. They made remarks about his wife because she made herself fair game when she said, I've never been proud to be an American until today.
Right.
But she made herself fair game. They didn't go in and dog his grandparents. You know what I'm saying? So when you get into family, you get into personal. And I've always said, if you want to get in on a bad side of me, step across my family line, and I guarantee it, I'll be like a lion. I'll rip somebody's throat out in a heartbeat because I protect my family.
Right.
And so when you cross that line, and when you start crossing people personal, man, and I've heard him make remarks. I've heard them all make remarks. Rosie kind of, I mean, they all go at it with Rosie, and Rosie goes at it back with them.
Yeah.
But she is just, man, she was so over the line. Like I said, when she went her and that third rate or fourth rate actress, whoever the heck she is, I don't know. Somebody said something, she's from CSI or 24 or something stupid like that. I'm saying the show's stupid. But, you know, when they start attacking a conservative Republican themselves, and they weren't going just after Hasselbeck or Rush. I mean, they were going after, in general, conservatives in general are this way. Mm-hmm. That, man, they crossed the line with me, and it just, I'm telling you, so if you talk about blood boiling, man, I told my wife, and I said, Laura, I said, I swear to God, I will call and I will lay into her, man. I said, holy Lord. She will wish she never even made a remark like that. She'll cut me off. I don't care. I will lay into her while I can.
Do it. We want to hear it.
It aggravated me to death. I swear. And Kate, I don't really know why would they give her a show. I mean, you know, you've got topics. You've got some class. And this lady has no class. And surely she can't have that big of a listening crowd. I don't, and not unless every butch in America listens, because other than that, I don't know anybody else would listen to her.
That would be interesting to find out if the serious show, that's the tough part about that kind of radio, satellite radio, to know what the listening audience is like. But that's why the whole View thing happened, because she was too over the top. She had to go anyway. And whatever that anger was that bubbled over the top. And what Rosie will say, thanks, Stu. I love it, Stu. Venting. If you want to vent, you can do that. 800-259-5791. What Rosie O'Donnell will say is that she's sick of the right having their way and feasting on the left. And I get his point. I think that you kill him with kindness. So if you are on the left, you don't want to beat the drum in an angry way, because then your point gets lost in the sauce. Meet you on the flip side.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Okay. So you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
Then the angel said to him, Take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines.
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
America tonight. We cover a plethora of things. We talk about it all, upside down, forwards, and backwards. And by the way, I invite anyone to chime in. This isn't a one-way street or a one-way highway. I don't care what you label yourself as. If you can, if you are a coherent person and you can have a conversation, then this is a place that you want to do that. 800-259-5791. It's funny, in listening to Stu talk about the Rosie O'Donnell thing, and she's made millions, certainly, in her career, made a lot of films, had the television show that was very, very popular with a lot of housewives and other people that would be in at home during the daytime, kind of like Ellen DeGeneres. He said he liked Ellen DeGeneres, knew what her politics were, and that she was a lesbian and didn't care. And I guess that's just the difference between the angry version of somebody and somebody who knows how to get what they want in a different way. And Rosie O'Donnell is just, that's just her style. I mean, she goes off. I certainly have heard it. We saw what happened on the View show, but in her original show, he talked about the Tom Selleck moment and the NRA. She hadn't, that show wasn't like that until she had hit that point, and then ultimately she got out of that show in daytime television and then ended up getting back on in the morning show with the View. But controversy, you got to remember this, Stu, buddy, controversy sells. And it's funny, I don't know why America tonight, for as many people scream that they're sick of, they're screaming for the fairness doctrine and not liking that. It just seems like radio is all right, or people in the middle, and why there wasn't more left reaction. And I think part of the problem with America tonight was it was mismanaged, obviously, financially. But I think a lot of that had to do with the people that they chose. Certainly there are people with an extreme liberal point of view who can get that point across, and they can do it without raging against the machine, you know. But it is true that controversy sells, and I think that's the thought with Rosie and people that just love her, follow her, and think that she's a humanitarian. Because she, too, to be fair, she has given a lot of money to charity and done a lot of things for kids. I've got, if he calls, I got to hear that call. How many people want to hear that call? Stu calling that show. I've got to tune in, see if he does. Dana in Texas, you have the floor. Hey, Dana.
Hi, Kate. How are you tonight?
Did you hear what Stu was just saying? He was going to bite off Rosie O'Donnell's head. I mean, seriously.
I got to find out what radio channel she's on and the time she's on, because I want to listen to, I want to hear him light into her. It's going to be too good. Because I don't think she'll disconnect me. She's so argumentative.
No.
I think she'll shoot right back. Don't you?
I do too. I think she will. I think that's one thing. I think she won't cut him off. I think she'll go as long as he doesn't swear, they'll keep him on.
I think so. But I was calling you about my call last night in the Predator Mortgage Servicing Company that my loan's with right now.
Yeah.
I heard your comments after we hung up, and I wanted to explain. This wasn't a company I got out of the mail or off the internet. My original loan mortgage was with Taylor Beeman Whitaker, and they were shut down Monday, August the 3rd of last August.
Oh, and they gave it to this company.
No, there's one in between. And Taylor Beeman is in bankruptcy and under criminal federal investigation. They did some really nasty no-no things, evidently. But then it was sent to Sindler, and I got a notice from them towards the end of August, blah, 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 and I made my payments to them through November, but in mid-September, I made an application for the home modification, and I got a notice from Sindler the 1st of November stating that they don't do mortgages and they'd had to go on to a company that does, which was Ocwen. This is the Predator company and how I got there. And anybody listening that wants to update themselves on how awful this company is and all the lawsuits that it's been sued for, and judges in Texas don't like this company because they don't like the way they treat the borrowers.
Yeah.
And this is where I'm at. I wanted to clarify, I'm not about to do something with a big purchase like that with some diddlywick off the internet. No way. You know, and this is just giving me nightmares. You just can't believe all of it. I'm scanning documents because I've got so many places to send them besides that paperwork they sent me to perjure myself. And it's
Ocwen, right?
O-C-W-E-N. Yes, ma'am. Just do a Google, complaints against Ocwen. Or you can go to Rip Off Report or
PitchConsumer.com. Yeah, you're absolutely right. There have been a lot of things filed against them.
Oh, they're still in an ongoing bank suit, and their bank in Connecticut, they had to voluntarily close it, and that suit was filed in 2002.
Oh.
And they did an $11.5 million suit with some of the borrowers, and it went to some people in Utah. But it's still going on. They've never resolved it. I mean, they've drug it out this long. It's just, they're nasty. They are a predator mortgage service company, but the screwy thing is nobody's regulating them. I got two emails from, who is it, OTC or something that's supposed to regulate these people, where Ocwen managed to cut a deal with them 2 years ago to get them off their backs, and this federal agency agreed to it. And in Texas, I found out from the banking industry last week, nobody watches this company. They're running amok. They are just doing whatever. They're twisting rules. It's just unbelievable. And there's an article on the internet a week before last where Freddie Mac is ending all of their modifications to Ocwen. And my loan is Freddie Mac.
I saw that. When I looked them up, if anybody goes in and they look up this company, they'll see exactly what Dan is talking about. I hope other people aren't caught in this net. And
well, I know some people that lost their home the first Tuesday of this month by living in Carterville, Atlanta, Georgia. And it was just sad, 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 everything that happened. And these companies, I can't imagine why there's nobody protecting the borrowers. See, I've never been late, not once, ever, and I've never missed a payment. This agreement, which is nothing but a forbearance, there are three treatment trial thing, they don't call it that, would send me immediately into being behind two payments. And it would void the contract itself. Because you can't miss one of them. They all have to be paid on the first of every month. Well, hell, I'm on Social Security. They know that. I don't get money till the third.
Right,
exactly. And the first payment, they're saying I don't have to pay it till the end of March. But it says in there, oh, if you miss one, then this whole agreement's voided. And they go on to talk about reporting this on your credit each time. They're going to report each one of these trial payments late to your credit department, you know, Auckland, those three or four credit reporting companies. And then once all three payments are made on the trial thing, they will go back and notify the credit bureau to remove them. Kate, you and I both know credit bureaus don't do that crap.
No.
Once it gets on your credit, it's there for 7 years. I don't care.
It is.
If the president sent a letter wanting it renewed.
It doesn't happen. It is very tough to get off. You know what? I'm going to look. I promise you, my friend, I'm going to look into Auckland a little bit closer. But I appreciate you carrying that banner out there. And remember, get in touch with Dana. Give out your email again for other people.
No, and I haven't gotten any responses. I looked earlier this evening for your
cell phone. Somebody called to talk to you. Mark in New York called to talk to you. So give out your address again.
Okay. It's N is Nancy. Mm-hmm. U-K-E-D is David.
Mm-hmm.
Boomer. B is Bob. O-O-M is Mary. E-R. And it's all one word, nukedboomer@hotmail.com.
I like that email address, by the way.
There's a story behind it. I'll tell you. I wrote a book. I am a nuked boomer. That's how I got that bone marrow leukemia. So there you go.
That. I love that. All right, Dana, we're going to throw that out. Anybody who's had a problem with that insurance company, well, that mortgage company, Auckland, please get in touch with her at nukedbomber@hotmail.com. She's right. They're a twisted company, and they're embroiled in a lot of problems right now. This is like Venture Spleen Night on America Tonight. Rosie, a mortgage company. You might want to do the same. Send it to me at americatonight.net. You know, it was Ken Hubbard who said the safe way to double your money is to fold it over once, put it in your pocket.
Sometimes.